Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, July 21st, 2014, and on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the relationship between the United States and Vietnam, as well as the relationship between the United States and Cuba. Then we will also discuss the relationship between those same two countries and China and Russia. Vietnam and China, once close friends and allies in North Vietnam's war against the United States, are now bitter enemies. In fact, according to the New York Times and the advisor to two Vietnamese prime ministers, Vietnam's top priority is to defeat its present-day enemy, China. Vietnam seems desperate to resist what it calls, quote, China's sea piracy to the world. China moves against islands considered for many years as Vietnamese territory, has alarmed Vietnam, and finally ended cooperation between the two nations. Vietnam obviously fears its giant neighbor and seeks to hold out and resist becoming a Chinese colony, according to the advisor mentioned earlier, Mr. Tuong. Quote, we cannot fight encroachment alone. Political isolation in a globalized world is tantamount to committing political suicide for Vietnam. And the key ally for Vietnam today is the United States, an alliance that the Vietnamese liberation hero Ho Chi Minh ironically always wanted, end quote. Well, yes, Ho Chi Minh assumed after World War II that his country would be allied with the Americans, who had helped him resist Japanese occupation, but instead he ended up fighting a long war against his former allies with China's help. Perhaps what goes around comes around, or whatever, because Vietnam still seeks the American alliance from the nation it once fought against. Vietnam looks to America to help it resist its giant neighbor and maintain its independence. Across the world, it looks to another giant to protect him from its giant neighbor. The Vietnamese have been fighting since 1857, at the least, probably earlier, to resist colonial occupation. The French, the Japanese, the French again, the Americans, and now China. During Ho Chi Minh's inaugural address after World War II, he quoted liberally from the Declaration of Independence, which he admired, asking that it apply to his people as well as to Americans. Vietnam is desperate to choose the right strategic partner this time, just as it once chose the Soviet Union and China to supply it with weapons, technology, and training to kill Americans. Today it looks for American help against China. Vietnam seeks the economic and military protection of one giant against another. It fears the giant close to home as threatening, and it seeks a giant protector from on the other side of the world. What will Washington do? Will it look to the Vietnamese overtures as a chance to heal old wounds and a chance to oppose China's expansion, or will it continue its reluctance? Time will tell, but the United States has such alliances with Japan and South Korea already guaranteeing their sovereignty with American troops. On the other side of the world, a similar situation exists. One small nation, only 90 miles from the United States, looks to giants on the other side of the world for protection from its close giant neighbor. I'm talking about Cuba, of course, and its overtures to Russia and China to protect it from the economic boycott imposed by the United States in the early 1960s and still existing today. Cuba has been particularly hard hit by the death of Venezuela's president, Hugo Chavez, because Mr. Chavez supplied Cuba with petroleum at nominal costs, because he was longtime friends with Fidel Castro, and because he hated Washington so much. With Chavez's death, his successor, Nicolas Maduro, has run the Venezuelan economy straight into the ground, so it has no oil to give to Cuba. Mr. Maduro does everything you can't do to manage an economy. Still, he does it. So Cuba wants the embargo lifted and looks to Russia and China for help. As it waits, Vladimir Putin recently visited Cuba, as did the Chinese foreign minister. The Soviet Union supplied Cuba in its Cold War against the United States until the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991. After that, it couldn't even supply itself without Western help, so Western help poured in. Now, with Russia's emergence under Mr. Putin, the relationship starts all over again. It's a strange world, isn't it? The Obama administration has made it clear that it wants talks of some kind with Cuba. Cuba says, lift the embargo, then we'll talk. There are reports that back-channel talks and secret meetings have been held with high-level officials. Finally, in conclusion, this embargo makes no sense to me, folks. If it made any sense in the 60s, it makes no sense now. It helps no one. It only hurts the Cuban people, and I would argue it hurts America as well. It keeps the U.S. in a perpetual state of economic war with a neighbor. That is a greater strategic threat, I believe, because of the embargo. So the U.S. has the role of China in this dispute. China threatening its close neighbor. This is bad diplomacy and pointless economically. It only has one cause, and that is fear of Cuban voters in Florida, a critically important state. End it now. That's my opinion. End it now, folks. At least that's the way I see it. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.